bhakti or jnana. I have doubts if the path of self-inquiry is the right one for me, especially after reading the teachings of Ramana Maharishi in his own words by Arthur Osborne. Bhagavan enjoined the devotees to practice self-inquiry in almost all cases, but Sri Shankara, for instance, did not. There is a well-known devotee in Germany who visits Sri Ramanashramam every year. He told me that it is very difficult to meditate with "Who am I?" and that it is of use only for advanced souls, and that many have wasted their time with it because they have not been mature enough. On the other hand, Annamalai Swami said in his book, "If you feel drawn to self-inquiry, then somehow practice it. All other paths are indirect." This sentence is my translation from a German translation of Living by the Words of Bhagavan. Also, Arthur Osborne wrote that Bhagavan made the path of self-inquiry accessible to all, and that in ancient times it was only for highly advanced souls. If there is another path that suits me, then it is the path of bhakti. What do you think? Would it be better for me to meditate on the self, or to do japa, or is it combinable? Is it good to think of God in the form of Bhagavan in everyday life, which is so joyful, and meditate at home with "Who am I?" If I should go the path of bhakti, why do I feel that Bhagavan is my master? His teachings are the only ones that satisfy my intellect, but it has not satisfied my heart so far. Same young devotee from Europe. "You are a devotee. Have no doubts about this. There is no contradiction in Bhagavan's teachings regarding the path of devotion and that of knowledge. We can practice self-inquiry and still be a devotee. Bhagavan is the self. We pray to him and practice his teachings to the best of our ability. That is all. If at times we feel unable to do self-inquiry, we sing his praises. We remember him by taking his name. And when the mind is strong and still, we direct our attention to the source of the breath, the source of the sound, the source of the eye. That is all. We are his children, and he watches over us. He knows our sincerity and how we are trying to follow his directions. He will save us ultimately. His grace is there for us. He is there for us. He is not dead. You are a devotee, and Bhagavan is your guru. Do not doubt this for a second." Editor.